Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman. I invite you to join me this Tisha B'Av for our film, Holding On to Faith. Hear firsthand stories of three Holocaust survivors whose unwavering emunah carried them through humanity's darkest chapter. Watch Holding On to Faith, available on demand this Tisha B'Av at ouwomen.org/TishaB'Av26. And now for today's perek.
Welcome to Torah Timachanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying Yeshayahu Perek Yud Gimel, the 13th perek. We're about to enter into a totally different part of Sefer Yeshayahu. Up until now, we've had nevuahs that talk about the people of Yehuda, Yerushalayim, the destruction of Malchus Yisrael, and also mention of the end of days in the time of Mashiach. We're now going to look at 10 prakim, which pretty much exclusively deal with the destruction of the other nations. A lot of these nevuahs begin with the word masa, which means a burden or a load, and they're known as the masa'ot amim, the burdens which were given, or the visions which were given to Yeshayahu regarding the nations. We need to remember that these masa'ot are not necessarily talking about nations which lived at the time of Yeshayahu. In fact, some of them didn't even exist in the time of Tanakh. And there's all various different nations like Bavel and Midian and Tsur that deal with their sins, their corruption, their mistreatment of Am Yisrael, and ultimately how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish them. It is very difficult sometimes to connect to these masa'ot because sometimes they feel so far removed from our reality. And the challenge over the next 10 or so days is going to be understanding how we can be moved by and feel a deep resonance with the prophecies that are spoken about things that sometimes maybe don't feel so relevant to us. The first masa is going to be about Bavel, the Babylonian Empire, and that is going to take up Perek Yud Gimel as well as Perek Yud Dalet, so the next two prakim. There's a lot of poetic imagery, as Yeshayahu is full of, but it is important to understand, before we look at the poetry, just the chronology and the narrative of what's going to happen. If you remember, what we've dealt with up until now is the Assyrians, the people of Ashur, who conquer the people of Yisrael, send them out into exile, and then make their way towards Yehuda, towards Yerushalayim, encamp around Yerushalayim, and then Hashem makes a miracle, and overnight the Assyrian army falls. The next nation, which is going to come into power, which is not at the time of Yeshayahu, it's after the time period of Yeshayahu, is going to be the Babylonians. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, conquers Egypt, and then he comes up north, and he comes to Yerushalayim, conquers Yerushalayim, ultimately the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed at the hands of the Babylonian Empire, and they go out into exile. The Babylonian Empire lasts for about 70 years, as we know from the prophecies in Yirmiyahu, and the last Babylonian king is the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar. His name is Belshazzar. Belshazzar is spoken about in the book of Daniel, which we will come to in Nachyomi later on, because Belshazzar has a feast. And at his feast, the hand appears out of nowhere and writes the word mana, mana, takal, or parsi on the walls. He doesn't know what it means. He calls in all of his advisors. And ultimately, it is Daniel, Ishchamudot, Daniel, who is an advisor of the Babylonian Empire, who himself is a Jew who, as a small child, was taken out into exile by the Babylonians from Eretz Israel. He is going to tell Belshazzar what the writing on the wall means, and he explains to him that it means that his empire will come crumbling down. And that night, Belshazzar is killed, potentially by the next Persian king, Darius I, Daryavesh, and that begins the beginning of the next empire, the empire of Pras Umadai, the Persian Empire. All of that is background, which will help us understand Perek Yud Gimel. And as we noted, we'll start with the word Masa. Masa Bavel Asher Chaza Yeshayahu Ben Amoz. This is the prophecy regarding Babylon, which Yeshayahu saw. We said pre-Babylon, he's going to predict the Babylonian destruction. And Pasuk Beis is a call. It's a call out to the people of Pras Umadai, Persia and Media, telling them, Al Har Nishve, upon a tall mountain, Su'u Nes Harimu Kolahem, call out, put up a banner, call out to them, Hey Nifuyad, wave your hand. Ve'yavo'u, they should come. Pitche Nedivim, the nobles who are going to come and destroy the Babylonians. Hashem says, Ani tzivisi lemekudashai, I have commanded my sanctified ones, which is the people of Prasul Madai, gam karati giborai la'api alize ga'avasi. I have summoned my warriors to give out my anger, to exult over my grandeur. Rashi points out they're called lemekudashai because they're the people who are going to bring about a kiddush Hashem. Hashem will be glorified in the downfall of Babel because we know with the falling of our enemies, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's justice in the world. And so he calls on them and tells them, come, come and destroy Babylon. But maybe this is more symbolic, as if they are being called out, but the mother actually says it was actually happened. The rebels from within the Babylonian army, when they saw that Belshazzar had been murdered on that night, they stood up on the top of mountains and they called out and they said, come, come, our time is now. Let's go destroy the people of Babel. And Pasuk Dalet describes all the enemies who've been waiting for their moment, who come. Kol hamon baharim. There is the sound of a commotion in the mountains. Demus amrav, like a multitude of people. Kol sha'on mimamlachos goyim. It is a tumultuous noise of the kingdom of nations. Ne'esafim Hashem tzvakot mefaked tzava milchama. Hashem, who is the great officer of war, gathers up this army to fight. And the way the Malbim reads this is that by the time the people had gotten to actually fighting against the Babylonians, it was too late. Because when they heard the sound at the beginning, they just heard kol hamon baharim. They heard a noise. They didn't know what that noise was. Maybe it's a party. Maybe it's something else going on. And then they realized, no, demut amrav, it's a nation. There's going to be a conflict. They're coming. And only right at the end, they realize it's Hashem tzvakot. Hashem is the officer of that army. And we stand no chance against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem tells the people of Bavel Pasuk Vav, Helinu ki karov yom Hashem, cry out, because the day of God, your day of justice is coming. Kushod mishakayavo, it will come like chaos before you. Al ken yadayim tirpena, and this is the response of the Babylonians who are going to see Hashem's mighty wrath at their behavior. It says their hands will become weakened, v'chol levav enoshimas, and their hearts will melt. Nivhalu, they will be terrified. And the trop, how we read this when we're doing laning, is the word is a shasheret. It's a word of, it looks like havoc. It's chaos. It's pronounced like chaos. They're terrified as they see the Persian Empire approaching. It tells you, avalim yochezun kiyoleda yachalitz. They are trembling and they're shaking as if it's a woman who's in birth, going through birth pains. And once again, this day is called a Yom Hashem, the day that Belshazzar is brought down, the day that, as Daniel predicted it, Hinei Yom Hashem Ba, that day is coming. Achzari ve'evra v'charonaf, cruelty and fury and absolute anger. Lasum ha'aretz u'leshama, to leave the land totally desolate. And its sins will be destroyed from it. The day of justice will be so overpowering that it's as if the sky, the lights, the luminaries in the sky will be darkened. Pasuk Yud tells you, the stars in the heaven and their constellations will not shine their light. The sun won't shine, the moon won't shine, everything will be dimmed because Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ufakadati al Tevel Ra'a v'al Rasha'im Avonam. I am going to hold these people accountable for their sins. V'hishbati ga'on zedim v'ga'avat aritzim ashpil. I will remove their arrogance and their wickedness, and their strength I will weaken. And once again, you have to for a moment imagine the Nevuah being spoken about years before the Babylonian Empire came up, which means that at the time that the people of Babel are destroying the Beis HaMikdash, they have this Nevuah in their hands. And they're reading about the destruction of the people who are destroying them, holding on to the hope that this will happen, just like the Nevuah which prophesies the Yehuda's destruction happened. So too, the prophecy which is going to prophesize Babel's destruction, well, that's going to happen too. Pasuk Yud Beis is a very strange pasuk to translate. It translates as follows. It says, Okir enosh mipaz. People are more precious than rare gold. Va'adam miketem ofir. And people are more precious than the gold of ofir. What has this got to do with things? There are a couple of ways of understanding this. The way that Rashi reads this is that is a reference to Daniel. This person who's going to be made more precious than gold is Daniel. On the night that he tells the prophecy in response to being able to read the writing on the wall, they're going to glorify him and give him a cloak and give him a lot of precious jewels. The way the Malbim reads it is very beautiful. It says, Hashem says, you don't understand, Bavel. People are more precious than gold. Every single neshama that you have killed ruthlessly and murdered in cold blood, I know to you that was nothing, but I added that to the cheshbon of what you need to be held accountable, because every neshama, every life is precious to me, more precious than gold. The way that Ibn Ezra reads it, however, is that I will destroy so many males in the people of Bavel that Enosh here is not a reference to mankind, but to men. Men will become more precious, more rare than gold. You won't have any men around because everyone will be destroyed. And finally, the Radak's reading really fits in with the rest of the Perek. The Radak says you have to understand who Prasul Madai is. The Persian Empire is an empire that is obsessed with bloodshed. And to them, they hold that killing is more precious to them than any gold. Even if you offer them all the money in the world, they won't spare your life because they just want to shed the blood of the Babylonian people. And so, Alkein Pasukud Gimel, Alkein Hashamayim Argiz V'Tirash Ha'aretz Mimkoma, I will shake up heaven and earth Be'evras Hashem Tzvakot B'yom Charon Apo, on the day of his anger, on the day of his fury. We also have to remember that Babylon was a metropolitan region that was not just full of Babylonians, it was full of all different types of people. Everybody gathered there because it was the center of life, of culture, of everything. So Pasuk Yudalit and Tesvav tell us that every single person who is non-Babylonian will suddenly vanish from the city. Even though it used to be full of different languages and different cultures, the second that the Prasul Madai enter, everybody else flees. That's what Pasuk Vav tells us. Kol hanimtza yedaker, anyone found there will be pierced. And as a result, v'chol hanifse yipol b'cherev, and anybody who's brought in will fall by the sword. And then Pasuk Tes Zayin talks about the cruelty of the Persians, as we said, which Radak points out, v'olalehem yurachul, they're going to kill the children, le'enehem, before the eyes of the parents. Yishasu batehem, they will destroy their houses, v'nashehem tishachvena, and they will sleep with their wives. Because hineni me'ir alehem madai, I am awakening madai and releasing madai upon the people of Babel. Asher kesef lo yachshavu zahav lo yechfetzuba. Because they don't want money, they don't want gold, they want Babylonian blood. Pasuk Yud Tes really encapsulates, I think, for us what it is that we can grab onto from this perek and really apply to 2026. The Pasuk tells us, V'hayasa Bavel Tzvi Mamlachos Tiferes, Babylon, which was the most glorious and the most honorable and the most prestigious of all kingdoms, Geon Kastim, the might or the pride of the Kastim, K'mahafachat Elokim et Sodom ve'et Amora, will turn around and become just like Sodom and Amora, which also was an important city, and Hashem turned it overnight into a pile of salt. And yes, one day we're going to look back, and even though it doesn't feel like it at the time, as they're going through the Babylonian exile, Hashem says one day people are going to turn around and say, so who are the Babylonians? Just like we ask ourselves, who are the Romans and where are the Romans? And as much as it feels like it's impossible to say, one day down the line, our children or our great-grandchildren will turn over to their parents and they'll say, Mommy, who was Hamas? And who was Iran? And who was the Iranian Revolutionary Guard? Because we know this story. We've lived in this chapter of Jewish history again and again, where our mighty enemies come up against us. But at the end of the day, Pasuk Chaf, lo teshev lanetzach, they aren't going to last forever. Ve'lo tishkon ad dor vador, and they will not continue for every generation. Ve'lo yahel sham aravi v'ro'im lo yarbitzu sham, and no one will even want to pitch their tent in the region of where the Babylonians were, because it's considered unsafe, perhaps because of the animals that are there, as the next couple of psukim talk about. It's going to be a place which is desolate, isolated, alone, and forgotten. And that, well, that's what we hope for as Am Yisrael, as we deal with our enemies. Thank you for learning with me today. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema, L'Yonina Sima, Bas Daphne Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara Shalano, ולפצועי צהל, אחינו היקרים, בתוך שער חולי ישראל, נינה וחיים שנקה.